The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hi guys, it's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles.
It's Captain Jack.
Hey now.
And this is the O Face Podcast.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. How are you guys doing?
Swell.
Swell.
Feeling better.
Were you sick or something?
It's the 1930s.
Yeah, I was going to have a whole weekend full of shenanigans and
debauchery.
Fun stuff. Oh yeah, but
and then what happened?
I woke up Saturday morning and I was just out cold. Aww, I was for the weekend.
Did your 7 days of sex make you weak?
Weak in the knees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't do much Friday night. I was going to actually go to the other club in town on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
And had big plans. Go with a friend. Actually, a couple other friends from Tacoma, and we're going to meet up there. And well, I got sick.
You got bitched out, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We're
glad you're here.
Yeah.
Just
feeling better now.
You know what? I got this is an awesome drink. This is called, it's in a shaker. It's called a French martini. And it is it's got some vitamin C in it for you. No.
Oh.
It's got two parts gin, one part pineapple, and quarter part Chambord.
Well, it doesn't have any tequila in it, so I already hate it.
There we go. I don't know.
Right. Nice.
I was hankering for some pineapple juice, so we're going to... What do you think, guys?
Wow.
It's pink.
Yeah? Is it a...
Like, is that why it's
like
French?
It's like a cloudy, light pink.
It's kind of like a pink lemonade. Gin. I'm not a huge fan
kind
of gin
brownish
drinks.
Brownish pink.
Okay, that's tasty.
That'll work.
I can get down with that.
Okay.
Well, that's how I like it. Mm.
She likes her drinks muscly. A little kick in it.
So...
All right.
So what?
What's happening?
Well, I think we're going to...
I think for topic today, we're playing question roulette with Jack.
So, yeah. I just went to a website. I'm going to read off some questions here. And,
yeah.
The first one that came out to me that was interesting...
Are we just chiming in, or are we both going to answer? Are we all three going to answer? What's
your
happening?
Your hand here? Over your buzzer.
Hand over your buzzer.
No, I don't care.
Mm.
Can I put my hand over her buzzer?
We'll have to share it.
All right.
Okay. You can get the back, I'll get the front.
There's plenty to go around.
Okay, so the first one that shouted out to me was, could I possibly be allergic to sperm?
No. I mean, you can.
Yes.
There is an allergy. It's an allergy to the proteins in sperm, yes.
That
is this trivia or is this sex
tragic
questions?
I don't know. This is,
I did trivia. I was the trivia
sex,
twat.
Sex questions you and it's covered up. So anyways.
Does it have answers as well? Or is this just questions?
Maybe if I push the button, but your internet here sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's why we record here.
So
no
yes,
disturbances.
You can be allergic to
also,
semen.
Also, it makes the murder quieter.
God.
You can be allergic to semen.
Yes, that is correct.
Of course.
You can. I guess you can be allergic to anything, huh?
You can. Yeah. And actually, the best way to cure that allergy is by ingesting small amounts of your partner's semen.
Oh, interesting.
So eventually,
good practice.
Yeah.
Huh.
So swallow.
Swallow. Don't spit.
Don't spit, swallow.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
Well done.
There you go.
I like that.
Next one.
I can't climax during penetration. Is it physical or mental?
Can be.
Yes.
Yes, all the above.
Yeah.
There are some people that are more outies and some people that are more innies, but I truly have seen people being able to become multi-orgasmic.
Mm-hmm.
Women can have 15 different types of orgasms that they've identified.
15? I'm so jealous. How many do we have?
I don't know. How many did you have last week?
Like,
well, wait.
I
the number of times
hands
you come
and
is
just
not the number
me
of types of orgasms.
That's
you
true
have.
That wasn't the question. I know of one. Actually, I know of two.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's all I know that we can have.
Right. Yeah, so there's like A spot orgasms, G spot orgasms, penetrative orgasms. There's clitoral orgasms. There's and variations on those. Mm-hmm. Then there's combinations. There's
anal.
anal orgasms. Yeah.
I know a girl that
you can have orgasms just from nipple stimulation. Mm-hmm.
I actually read one time, and I actually know that is a true thing, that you can have orgasms from nipple stimulation. That's just nipple stimulation. Mm-hmm. But I did read in a paper one time when I was in college, because that was a huge a thing that swept through way back in the late 80s, early 90s.
What was that?
Well, that nipple stimulation leading to orgasm was a thing. And one of the papers that, quote, disproved it, unquote, was one that said, and we noticed a fair amount of moving of the legs. And that was their whole, this is fake because of that we noticed this one. And it's like, those guys, that's not people. Science. That's not science. That's just an asshole making a comment about some stuff. That's
same people up. That disprove squirting.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I've seen it firsthand. It's a marvelous thing.
It is.
All right. Are men hardwired to cheat?
No.
No more than women are.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
I think it depends on your, sexual provocation, mm-hmm. whether you're just a closeted slut, and whether or not you're ethical about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think that cheating is a matter of degree.
And agreements. Because I think that there are some people that are truly monogamous. I have met people that they're not interested in having sex with anybody else other than their one primary partner, and the thought of it grosses them out of having sex with more than one person.
Or so they say.
That's what you
really
go
only.
You really don't know. But
you only really have what they say.
I agree. There are people out there like that.
Yeah. And then there's, sluts like me that are like, woo. Yeah.
High five.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess all of us.
I was going to say, yeah.
Does size matter?
No. Here's why. Vaginas are all different. Mm-hmm. And your G-spot's pretty close to the entrance of your vagina, mm-hmm. your vaginal canal. Mm-hmm. So guys with smaller members can hit different spots. Mm-hmm. Guys with bigger members can hit different spots. Mm-hmm. So does size matter? No. Preference matters.
Do certain sizes have an easier time hitting those spots than other sizes?
I think different shapes, different sizes, different girth, it's all a delicious formula, and that's why you should have as much variety as possible.
So that's usually a question that's aimed towards the men's male gender, the penis.
Correct.
But it does matter with a woman, with a vagina. Not that you can't get off with whatever size is down there, big or small. But I tell you what.
I'm going to see where this is going.
Yeah. There's somebody that I play with that it pisses me off. I come too quick with her because she is really small.
Okay.
And it gets me off really quick.
Okay.
And good or bad, it does matter. It has an effect on the overall experience. For me, as a guy with a woman.
Sure.
Okay.
So you prefer a tight twat as opposed to a wet bag of balloons?
No. Obviously not super tight because it gets you. I don't want it to be that quick.
So you're angry that her...
Yes!
It's like, I really...
You're too tight!
I'm gonna go... We're going to do a little Captain Jack theater. I really like you!
God!
Oh, you make me mad. So,
Let's do it again.
There's not a thing she can do about that, really.
She can stretch it. Whatever. There's exercises.
No. Would you, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
There are some women that have to use sizers because their vaginas are just too tight and it's uncomfortable for them to have sex.
All right, I get
that. So you can stretch it. There are actually
But should she?
No, not unless she wants to. Fuck you. Whatever.
There you go.
Yeah, her twat is her own.
What's...
Yeah?
It is.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and the other piece of that is don't have surgery. Don't go changing your vagina.
No.
A friend of mine told me that she met someone who had labioplasty at age 15. It was an elective mm-hmm. surgery.
So, why?
Because she felt that her labia lips were too big. Isn't that horrible?
That it? No. Well, no. I mean, wow. No. Yeah. That's
at 15.
Wow.
Those parents should be drawn and quartered.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Anyway.
How do we climb out of a no sex rut.
A no sex rut.
Become swingers.
With ladders, with pulleys, with ropes, however you can, slowly, cautiously.
Well, it depends. I think it depends on...
With communication. Actually, the non-joke answer is with communication. You talk about it.
I was going to say, what is it that's causing the no sex? Is it physical? Is it discomfort? Is it distrust? Is it...
It's a pretty open-ended question.
It is, yeah. That's... It's valid, but it's not valid.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of answers, as with every single one of these questions. There's a lot of different answers.
So if you're not having sex, go get your hormones checked first.
Communicate.
If you're interested in it, if you're pissed off at your partner, you got to talk about it.
Communicate.
Check out your communication. Yeah.
Every single one of the answers starts with talk about it.
I bet most couples that don't have regular sex don't communicate very well.
No.
Yeah.
But there's always exceptions. So, you know.
How can I make my husband more comfortable with my vibrator?
Put it in his breakfast cereal.
Right there, next to his plate.
Ask
him where the fork goes.
One, communicate. Two, ask him to use it on you.
Yeah.
Introduce them.
I love using toys on women.
Hey, this is Bob. Yeah. He's my battery-operated boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
He's not a threat. He doesn't talk back, but he also doesn't take the trash out.
Right.
So if you want to leg up on Bob, take the trash out.
I don't know. That might make me resent Bob because he's having sex while I'm taking out the fucking trash.
That kind of goes towards trading sex, and I don't like to trade sex. Mm. I like to keep it
slide dangerously close to that line.
I like to, okay, I'll give you a nice blowjob if you do X, you know, whatever it is.
That's not getting done.
That's I don't like to do that. Both people.
Oh, keep score. I know. I was just joking.
I get that. We know.
So, okay, have you guys ever, like, before you got comfortable with toy play and stuff like that, were you ever intimidated by vibrators or sex toys?
Not really. Okay. But,
because I think that's scary for women because, you know, it's like you don't want to necessarily ask for it because is that going to make him feel inferior? Yeah.
How does that work? I have actually, in my own experience, my experience has been that it is generally women who are reluctant to use sex toys. I mean, my own personal experience, any sex toy that's ever been introduced into play has been like, okay, let's see how that works. With maybe some notable,
Have you guys ever brought a vibrator to the table?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had.
I know
one.
For a while you were buying your play partners Hitachis, which was fun.
Like have you not been introduced to Mr. Hitachi?
Yeah, so well, I actually bought one for one of his girlfriends and wrapped it up with a love note on it. And I was like, here, this will change your life.
I brought one, a girl I was seeing in college, and I had one. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was all clean and everything. But I was going to surprise her, maybe spice some things up. And I mean, we weren't really dating that long anyways, but you know what? Yeah. Heck, let's start getting kinky. Sure. And she actually found it in the pocket of my coat.
Nice.
Oh.
That's classy, Jack.
And freaked out.
Yeah.
And that's what I was, what do you think I am?
Do you think
you need this? How many girls have used this and just went off the deep end?
Oh.
It was the end of the relationship.
I have gotten what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Not like what's wrong with you, you know, freckles,
you don't think I'm good
but
enough?
But like what's wrong with me, the woman that I'm talking to? Like nothing. It's an enhancement. We don't have to use it. It's fine. We can introduce it. It's okay.
And I've gotten the same from guys periodically. Yeah. So it kind of makes you a little gun shy because it's like.
Yeah, some guys are very intimidated by toys. Yeah.
But it's not the same. It's just, it's like.
It's a different thing.
No, I really do like your cock, but just like.
My first introduction to a vibrator was a girl I was seeing, and she's like, here, put this in my ass while you fuck me from behind.
Nice.
Okay.
Yes, please. That was awesome.
All right. Did you use a condom on the vibrator?
No. It was hers. It was hers.
So dirty.
Hey.
Always wrap it.
I was a dumb college kid.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I'm glad you've learned.
Yeah.
Glass is really the only thing that should go in your ass.
Glass for
or
the
stainless
ass.
Steel. What?
Yeah.
Just, well, because it's, you can completely sterilize it.
Yes.
That's true. My opinion. Unless you use a condom. Like, you got to use a condom on everything else because you can't really get it clean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And don't put your vibrator in the dishwasher. Just saying.
It probably won't work afterwards.
Might not. Mm-mm.
Is there a way to make my husband's, or is there a way to make a man last longer during sex?
Yes.
This absolutely.
Yes.
From a female perspective, what do you do?
Oh, edge play. Like, you tease and, like, don't let them come.
What if it's like, oh, right there, done. It sneaks up on you.
It's okay to talk about?
Sure.
So, we went through a stage in our relationship where freckles came really quick.
P-E.
What does that stand for?
Premature ejaculation.
Yeah. What was going on with that?
Sometimes it would just be the idea of... Oh, hey, we're going to do this thing. Hey, bam. Well,
yep.
You're hot
fuck
pussy.
Me running. Or don't, because, you know, you're going to finish before you catch up. I can fucking talk about it. I don't care. I fixed the problem.
You did. You did. So that lasted for a while.
Yeah.
It was about 2 years?
Yeah. Yeah. I think. Yeah, I guess it was.
Yeah.
Fuck. Wow.
Yeah, it was a while.
Ouch. Still, though.
And you couldn't last for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So we went from, like, I'd say average. You could last for about 20 minutes, and then it was, like, less than 5.
And then all of a sudden, it was just...
And now you're fucking marathon, man.
Right. Well, it was insecurities, and it was...
What were the insecurities based in?
Fears thing. I don't know. Just, like... A lot of it was when I started... When I started doing work with my psychologist, mm-hmm. a lot of things kind of became unhinged in my brain.
Okay.
And started floating around and fucking with me.
Okay.
And that was where a lot of it came from.
All right.
And then as I targeted each of those things and worked them out, it became less and less of a problem.
So it was a mind-body connection for
yes.
you.
Yes. But
in your research about premature ejaculation, did you find that there were physical attributes that could be happening?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of medical issues or whatever could somebody have if they were experiencing that?
High blood.
And I hate PE. I'm sorry. That's just.
I know it's a kind of a catch-all umbrella thing. Yeah. It's a there are a number of different types of or different things that can cause the issue.
Okay.
High blood pressure, low blood pressure, lack of sleep, too much sleep.
And that's true. You were having some sleep apnea
issues
at the time.
I had some serious sleep apnea issues that really, when that got corrected, then a whole bunch of stuff fell in line. One of them was the final, like, nail in the coffin of Johnny Quickstep.
Right.
So.
Is that your nickname?
Nope.
Was that
not until just now.
Was that your wrestling name in high school?
Okay, so I never, ever gave him shit about that.
No, not at all. Ever. Never. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, it was never that kind of issue. And it was never an issue where, you know, I think there was a certain amount of understandable frustration in the moment. But it was always quickly resolved.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
Well, I didn't want you to feel bad.
I know.
You know.
But that, you know, not wanting me to feel bad and me still feeling bad. Two entirely different things, which can put you into a death spiral.
Oh, yeah.
So fucking awesome. The mind is a terrible thing sometimes. It can really fuck with you.
It can be.
But there were a couple of books that I will reference on the website because I don't have them, close to hand. There was one that essentially used a male version of Kegel exercises.
Right.
To strengthen.
We've had this argument before. So what's the difference between your PC muscle exercises and Kegels?
Location, basically. It's slightly to the rear for the guy.
So it's more closer to the butthole?
Yes. You're basically clenching your butthole. And, yeah, there's a number of different exercises. And the book was, you know, the book was small. So sometimes size doesn't matter.
I'm trying to figure out the two as I sit here.
Well... Part of it, Captain Jack, is that you don't actually have a Kegel muscle in your pelvic floor.
Okay.
That's the difference. Yeah. But the same essential exercise, because there's a whole knot of muscles down there around the prostate that could, mm-hmm. they that controls ejaculation.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So that's how you can actually have multiple orgasms now because you've done that.
Yes. Yeah.
And not ejaculate.
Correctamundo.
So the flag does not
yeah,
come
down.
Yeah,
something like that happened to me that one night. We
right?
talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was
yeah.
That was pretty epic.
Yep. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Oh, how can I make oral sex less painful
it's fixed now.
On my jaw?
It's fixed now.
Wait. Less painful on Wait, your jaw.
I'm sorry. I talked right over that. Can you read that again?
Somebody has a problem.
Somebody has TMJ,
uh-huh.
I'm assuming.
How can uh-huh. I make oral sex less painful on my jaw?
Well, there are two follow-up questions I would have. How big is his cock?
I was going to say.
It's like, stop trying.
Smaller penises.
Stop trying to jam it all the way in.
And... if this is a guy, how big is her vagina?
Yeah, that's a good point because...
you don't know. That's not a defining question.
If I'm going down on a girl, eventually my jaw
it
gets
could
sore.
Hurt. Yeah,
it does.
Could hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple things that you can do. One is get a night guard because if you're grinding your teeth, you're going to have tension in your jaw anyway. Yep. And there's some people that just can't open their jaw. There's also some physical therapy stuff that you can do with pressure points and stuff like that to prevent jaw pain. And also, you know, you can just lick it. Just lick it till you get there.
Mm-hmm.
That can be fun.
Yeah.
Lick it before you stick it.
Mm-hmm. Tongue work.
Mm-hmm. Tongue work.
Very, it's a good very, time. Very important.
All right.
Piece.
Next question.
Is there such a thing as too much sex?
Nope. Actually...
when it gets raw, probably time to take a break.
If you yeah. have to go to the doctor, if it hurts to pee.
Reference episode, I don't know, 6 or 7.
Right? I think did we both have a week where I had a week where I
you
was.
You had a week.
I had a week.
You had a week.
You had a week.
I had a week.
I also had
you were bitching at me week. at the club like, I am so worn out. I can't do it again. And what'd you do? You
the
went
next
and
day?
Did it again. No, that night.
That night. Did it
and
again.
The next morning.
Right.
And I'm like, you, I wouldn't say stupid, but...
it was stupid. It was just flat out stupid.
I mean, that's a sex addict right there.
There's
no such thing.
Sex addiction.
There's no such thing as sex addiction.
You know what? It didn't interfere with my job.
That's actually yeah, not a thing.
It didn't interfere with my eating or my basic living functions. So
I believe anything can be an addiction if it does interfere with your personal life. With your job and your
well,
family life.
Doesn't sex always interfere with your personal life?
Not in a negative effect. Not in a negative faction.
It can.
But on a regular basis, and you're choosing to do that, and understanding that there's consequences to it,
sure.
I'd say that is at a point where it is an addiction.
What about using it as an avoidance? Would you classify that as addiction?
No, but that would be a separate type of problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Using it as an avoidance for other things? Oh, yeah.
All right. That's
fair. An issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely. One that should be addressed with communication.
Shit. Fuck you and your communication.
That seems to be the problem.
Okay, here's one.
All right.
This lady's husband has a small penis. What positions can we try?
Ooh, do it from behind.
Behind?
Doggy mm-hmm. style, because you'll hit that A spot right yep. up against your butthole. That's yep. awesome.
Also, step up okay. the yeah. Step up the finger game.
Also, prop your butt up on some pillows, yeah. and he can get more penetration closer to the G spot.
Yep.
Regardless of the size, step
yeah.
up your finger game.
Step up your finger
for
game.
Most people.
Step up your,
some
for
people
most guys.
Don't like it. Make sure your nails
Understood.
Are clipped.
Oh, well, definitely.
Yeah, you
yeah.
got to be manicured.
And
maybe not professionally, but at least by yourself.
Don't finger bang. Seriously.
You know, I've said this before, especially during oral on a girl, but even with fingers, you girls are all freaking different. You like
yep.
it different every way. Some girls like you to jam it in and out as hard as you freaking can. And others like it nice, soft, gentle touch.
Yeah.
You're all across the board. Full spectrum.
Ladies, get it together.
Yeah, geez.
Whatever.
No, if they all like the same thing, we wouldn't like them as much.
I know.
Yeah.
These are the
half the folks. Fun is figuring her out.
Yeah, that's true.
Because when you push that button, oh, it's so sweet.
And once you're in that sweet spot.
Oh, I know.
Go, go, go.
It is on.
Okay, that's a bad one.
Why is it bad?
Well, I'm not sexually satisfied by my husband. What can I do? That's pretty open-ended.
Oh, not sexually satisfied by your husband. Talk. Fucking talk.
The largest sexual organ in the body is the brain.
True. Use it.
Should somebody be worried if their partner doesn't always orgasm?
No.
No.
I think half the fun is the journey. Yeah. Well, okay, so that would also depend, too. Like, is the partner pissed off because they're not orgasming every time?
Mm-hmm.
Does it cause strife? Are you talking about it? Serious? Fuck, don't...
A lot of it's communication, isn't it?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's like it's the answer right. to every
Look, usually I'm
Western.
The funny one. Tonight I'm dropping the science bombs. The knowledge shit.
Vast bucket of useful knowledge.
Spilling the lobster claws of... I don't know what the fuck is that. I don't know what's happening.
Takes me about 30 minutes to climax. How can I speed it up?
Don't do your exercises.
So, hold on.
Don't
hold on.
Wish away anything.
So,
don't wish you're
older.
You're
having 30 minutes of sexual activity.
Right. And then you climax.
Where's the problem here?
There's all kinds of ways to do it. Increase foreplay. Like, what's going on? Is there not enough lube?
That's non-specific question. because it could be any of those things, and it could be none of those things.
If it's
15, 20 minutes of foreplay, and then
your ass.
30 minutes of pounding that is causing, and then you come,
right?
That could be a problem. I mean, you could try a little bit longer on the foreplay.
Who knows?
And, you know,
move on.
There's all sorts of things.
Next question.
Communication.
Okay, this is a similar question to a previous question we've had.
Communication.
He's too big.
Breakdown.
What do I do?
Wait, what?
He's too big.
Oh,
what
dear.
Do I do?
Get on top.
Yeah, you can control it a lot better when you're on top.
Don't spit roast.
Don't spit roast. The Jenga theme.
How did we get...
But I got smacked down because apparently somebody really likes that position. Okay, guys, I get it. I had a boyfriend for a while who, like, the first time he whipped it out, I looked at him and I said, I don't know what you want me to do with that thing, but that's not going inside me and I'm not sticking that in my mouth. It was truly an Italian sausage. It was like the 3-pound Genoa salami. Oh, my God. Where did that thing come from?
$5 foot long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
then what happened?
It was.
You worked it out.
Yeah, and it was on top. It was there were some like the penis stop things. Like you put the silicone cock sleeve on, so he can't go in any further. It can be problematic, and I really feel for guys who are too well hung because there's
to have these problems, Captain Jack.
No, I'm serious, and I'm not a tiny girl. I am not a tiny girl.
I've heard that from guys who are bigger that do have problems.
Yeah,
like that,
and there are guys like I've seen guys at the club that have these big giant schlongs, and they do not score because it's like, dear God, what is that thing?
Sometimes it might be because they keep approaching people with them out.
Or wearing bike pants. That is not a good fashion choice. That's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say, if you have to swirl it in a spiral to keep it from dipping out the bottom, you may want to wear looser pants. That's awesome. Is that a cinnamon roll?
Basically,
is that a cinnamon roll in your pants? Or are you just happy to see me?
Try starting
with on top.
And see where it goes.
Oral sex is okay. Please, 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 please.
Lots
do
of,
not
lots
just shove it in
lots.
Her ass. That's all I'm going to say.
Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots.
That
of lube.
Note.
Lube.
Yes.
Lube. Yeah.
I think I know the answer to this question. Is there anything I can do to make my vagina tighter?
There's Kegels. Creams. Kegels.
Kegels.
Do the creams
ice?
Actually work?
Some of them do. Some of them do.
Okay. But is it a temporary thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's
alum
powder.
And
that,
it's very exterior, right? It's just the exterior of the immediate outside.
No, you can like lube it up
it
all up
inside?
In there. And okay. Yeah, and alum powder is actually a natural remedy.
Yeah.
Persimmons, unripe persimmons actually.
I would
restrict.
Also like to... Put it out there.
And why?
To some
why?
Of the ladies.
Why? Why do you want to tighter your vag? Like, if he's bitching,
can I
hit the road, Jack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 86, that dick.
Right.
I would just like to say that I have heard from many a partner who have asked me, is my vagina too loose?
Yep.
Is it, you know, it's like, no. And I will go right out there on the record and say I am not the giant person that we've been talking about in this scenario who's, you know, swinging.
You have a nice cock.
Thank you. But it's not the giant cock.
No.
So it's not a question of like.
No, that story was not about you.
No, I know. I know that particular story wasn't about me. But no, it's just a matter of, no, it's not.
I've never had a woman ask me that.
Really?
Is my vagina too loose?
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you had girls ask, am I tight enough?
Not that I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe, but obviously it didn't.
It's just, it's a thing that it happens often enough that it's like.
It's a thing.
It is a thing.
It is a thing.
It is a thing. And there are some dudes out there who are putting that down on ladies and saying, no, fuck that. It's too. It's like you're a fucking asshole and you deserve never to get ever laid again.
Let's not forget all the jokes about, like, you know, after she has kids, it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Oh, God. Right.
Seriously.
And that's terrible.
Because, like, I've squeezed two humans out of this vag with no, you know, surgical help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
I think most of it's genetics, really. I mean, whether or not a woman recovers from that and recovers her.
Here's the deal. If your vagina is a clown car and you have babies popping out of it all the time, I'm not sure that you can keep that shit tight. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, but, you know, we're talking like 15, 20 kids.
Clown car.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And it's just, it's a matter, but there is a mindset for some guys who will tell their partners, you're not tight enough for me. You're not.
True.
And they drill that shit into them and it's fucking awful.
Yep.
And those people should be, you know, hanged.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cause they really should. Cause it's fucking horrifying.
You know what? I had some guy say that to me and I said, you know what? Maybe you need a bigger dick.
that is also, yeah.
Wow!
Tell you what, why don't you stick your thumb in your mouth and blow? Your dick might get bigger.
I heard that if someone douches right after sex, it prevents pregnancy.
No,
no,
is this true?
No,
no.
We have a 21-year-old to prove that. That was a thing. That was a thing in the '90s.
Yeah,
that was
a thing. So this is a personal experience for you guys,
dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you not tell from our reaction?
Yeah.
Okay. Really? So
sorry,
I got
very
knocked
subtle
up.
About that.
I got knocked up. I was on the pill.
Yep.
We were using condoms.
Yep.
And I had a doctor who was like, "You need to clean out your vagina after every time you have sex.
And
you need to
what
douche,
did he
blah, 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 blah,
what
blah.
Did he recommend that you use?
It was not Listerine.
No.
Or Lysol.
No.
But it was vinegar and water.
Okay. It wasn't the Coca-Cola one?
That was...
Because that's...
Yes, it was not...
Brand
was
name
not,
Summer's Eve?
It was not a recommendation from a doctor, but that was...
Right.
That's a wives' tale.
Right. Also does not work.
Douche with Coke and it kills sperm.
Nope.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
It
does, however, handily, the douches too, does, however, handily push them farther up the vaginal canal.
Yeah, it's like, hey,
that's
guys,
what they do.
Oh,
okay. You squirt,
that makes
sense.
You squirt water in there, and then it's.
See, I was thinking, okay, maybe it doesn't prevent it, but
nope.
Maybe reduces the risk.
Nope.
But it actually just.
It's just, yep. It has, yeah,
let's go for
the,
a ride.
The unintended consequence down. Of squirting things into the vagina is
cervix.
That it pushes things that are already there farther into the vagina. Into the cervix, through the cervix, into the
it'll,
canal.
Like,
yeah,
it'll rinse it out. But like after I got pregnant, I'm like, I am never douching again. Fuck you, fuck you, and fuck you.
Hmm. Yeah.
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 But and that's something. And like if you look back in at like ads and shit, there are, oh,
so
we should
never
post
had a moment,
some.
You never had a moment when you're walking down the beach with your mom saying, Mom, you ever had that not so fresh feeling?
We've talked about my mom, and I love my mom dearly, but my mom still has not told me about my period.
She should probably get on that.
I think you could use the education.
You know.
I could. Sure. Yeah. I really should get I should get more educated about the sexy times.
The no, that's one of those horrifying things of history as well. That's
they had a formula in Good Housekeeping for how to mix your own douche with Lysol.
Lysol.
One part Lysol, 10 parts water.
Yep.
because vaginas are dirty.
And then they just listed, and it wasn't even specifically about vaginas. It's like uses for Lysol.
Douche.
Really?
Yes. Floor cleaner.
Lysol?
Yes. Yeah. Fucking yeah. Lysol. Yes. It's your one-stop shop for cleaner.
I'm not a girl, but that doesn't even sound healthy to me.
Yeah. That was recommended from the late 1800s until probably the 40s, I think.
Into the late 50s and early 60s. Yeah.
It's horrible. Yeah. Wow. I am surprised. That's part of the reason why people don't die as young as they used to. We stopped douching with Lysol.
We stopped doing dumb things to ourselves.
Shit.
Yeah.
I will say this. I will recommend douches after you do food play. So if you're gonna put like whipped cream on your crotch, here's two pro tips. One, put a tampon up inside of you if you're gonna do food play. Yep. That keeps all the shit out. Okay? Yep. That is a pro tip.
Yep.
Two, vinegar douche will cut the sugars. Yep. So, you know, we had some food play nights and we had some ladies that were willing to demonstrate, and guys you don't need to go put a tampon up your butt. I'm just saying, buttholes are pretty self-sealed. But I had them put a tampon in because one of them was like, I got a yeast infection last time. So I'm like, oh, let me do some research. So found out, okay. And the tampon thing I came up with, because I'm like, okay, well, if nothing goes in, then you're not going to have any problems with like yeast infections and stuff. So
quick, publish that on the internet.
Interwebs.
Oh wait, we just did.
Oh, look at that.
We can now reference this solution on Wikipedia.
Sometimes when I'm having sex, my vagina, because we all know I have one.
Right.
Makes a noise like I'm passing like gas. Queefing. What causes it and how can I prevent it?
You cannot put your butt up in the air and get fucked from behind. That's one way.
That's one way to
prevent queefing.
You can have your partner not ever take his penis out of you in any time to change positions. That would probably help with that, because
I remember it happening, and oddly enough, it doesn't happen in the club so much.
It's air.
It's air.
It's all.
It's just air. A lot of girls get freaked out about it, embarrassed, and I was like, it's not a big deal.
Because it sounds like a fart. Sexy. Captain Jack, it sounds like a fart. And it's terrible. It's like, it's whatever.
Here's pro tip. If you've been fucking from behind, put a towel over yourself before you sit down, because sometimes there's a lot of lube.
Muffle.
And it will make a big mess.
Yes. And there's that. Yes. So now I have a question for you, Captain Jack.
Right.
Who are worried about a queef, are they at all worried about squirting?
I've really never had a lady up front before a queef happened be concerned about it and express that concern to me beforehand.
Okay. But it's usually happens, after and then the they're fact. Like, whoa, my God.
Yeah, like, it's not a big deal. Right on.
If you fucked me, you'd know that I'd make a big announcement about it beforehand. And the Jack Cracker is mine.
Jesus Christ, that's a new record.
No, that's me spanking you.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah. Make, okay,
come on.
Right. 38 right. minutes.
I was waiting.
38 fucking minutes.
Not through the dress. You know better.
What?
You know better.
I'm not wearing panties.
Oh. Of course you're not.
Thank you.
There you go. You deserve that for not wearing panties.
You got a W.
I actually deserve two.
Yeah, one on each cheek.
I should have.
Maybe later.
Maybe.
Yes. What's do we have another question?
Let's let this be the last one. I've got stories.
That is okay. Oh, story time. Since I don't have any this time.
What? Oh, that's right. You were sick.
I had a string of an awesome week and then
dry desert.
I know. It's all right. I need to rest.
Last question. I said one more. Have a good one.
I'm horny when I have my period. Is it cool to have sex, or will I totally gross my guy out?
Ask.
Depends on the guy.
Communication
never affects me. I don't really care.
I give zero fucks about that.
As long as it's contained, like, hey, shower, great, awesome.
Throw a towel down,
excellent. You want me to go down? No, not gonna happen.
Right.
You know, there's certain limitations, but it's never prevented me from having sex.
Nice.
Same.
That is
the less caveats about the shower.
Pretty rockin' sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
extra super fucking horny.
This this weekend, huh?
That's
good.
What?
Yeah.
Story time.
So I didn't even know that you left town.
I'm out.
See online that you're back from San Fran.
San Francisco, yeah. So this was an interesting little foyer because I went to San Francisco with one of my play partners. Yeah, we left Thursday night and came back Tuesday. So I still got some road dust on me.
Yeah.
We went down for sort of a kind of business function for him, and he had a meeting he wanted to go to on Saturday, so we went and did that, and we road tripped it down, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, road trip! You didn't drive, or you didn't fly?
We drove instead of flying. Oh, yeah,
it's a bit of a drive.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. Which was interesting. Stayed with some of his friends, and that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It took like the dude that we stayed with. It was the husband and wife, and the dude we stayed with. I just kind of glossed over what I do and blah, blah, blah. And cause you know, you don't know how people are going to react. And then I was talking to his wife, she came home the next day and they're just lovely people, just amazing and wonderful and really super open and cool and had a great place in San Francisco and felt totally pampered. And it was a lot of fun. Great hospitality. And like, she talked to me for like 5 minutes and completely like unraveled my life. I was like, all right, yeah, this is where I am, this is what I do, this is blah blah blah. So because yeah, you don't, and I didn't know what the situation was or if they were sex positive or you know, so you want to be careful of that and be respectful. And but yeah, so we had some fun in San Francisco. So you know, my play partner is the panda is very adamant about road safety, so there were no shenanigans in the car.
Good man.
You cannot say the same thing because I have given you roadhead when we were much younger. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It's been probably a decade since I've had roadhead.
Really? Yeah. It's probably been 15.
Law enforcement has
years.
Really changed their attitude about that. There used to be like a nod and a wink and like, I understand.
Yeah, you go,
now it's like guns drawn, get the fuck out of the car because I'm not getting blown, motherfucker. You're going downtown. The shit's busted.
Yeah, we haven't
Party's
had that
over.
Happen. But, you know, there's been, like, pretty horrible stories about people wrecking their cars and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to give those kind of blowjobs because that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely don't
Damn
want
it.
Somebody closing their eyes on the road.
I
like, fuck, that feels crash.
Right?
I know how much you love giving them, too.
Yeah,
I do.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, so on the way down, we were going to stop at this park and have a little picnic and stuff, and the fucking road was closed. So I had this whole thing planned and it was going to be a nice little afternoon and all this stuff and, you know, this cool place that I wanted to check out, and fucking road closed for maintenance on the park. So I got a little cranky, so I gave him a blowjob in the bathroom.
Okay. The men or the women?
National... It was a unisex bathroom. It was a single stall.
Go California!
Yeah,
yay!
We waited in the car until this lovely family was getting ready to go on a hike.
Oh!
So I'm like, I'm not doing that until like they leave. I'm not just yeah. So yeah, so we had some fun with that.
Cool.
And it was a clean bathroom. That was the nice thing. So yeah, and then we were respectful of other people's homes, so there was no mm-hmm. shenanigans there, because you don't know how people are with that, and you want to be respectful and not engage in that. And then on the way back, we... Okay, so I traveled around a lot when I was a kid, and there was this one thing that, like, there were always showers at, like, truck stops and stuff, and I was always kind of curious as what it would be like to, like, have some sexy times in the showers.
In a truck stop shower.
Yes.
Wow, that's skanky.
I know. It was super clean. It was $12.
Awesome.
It was $12 for the shower. But you got a towel.
And they promised they washed it.
There was a very nice maitre d' type dude that was cleaning up, and I smelled bleach, so oh, I was down with it.
That's nice.
Kept my shoes on. That's all I'm going to say. And then we went to a strip club for dinner.
Nice. Which one?
The Acropolis down Acropolis. In Portland. Nice.
Oh, that is it.
Oh, full, you're driving through Portland.
Full Genghis. Badge.
Kinky shithole.
They have good steaks, man.
They and do their have, salad they have, bar is they have awesome. Awesome steaks, and they have a salad fucking bar. Salad bar.
Portland does have some fine strip clubs.
Yes, it does.
Wow.
Acropolis, and you know what?
Acropolis is like the bottom tier.
Is it?
It's where you start. That's you go to Portland the first time, you go to the Acropolis.
So I don't know. Those girls are all natural. There was not a pair of fake tits in
that
joint.
Is Portland.
I like that.
That's it was Portland. It was nice. Like it was that. Nice. And yeah. they go full beaver down there.
Yes, they do.
As a and strip club should.
And drinks.
Yeah. You can have full on regular drinks.
In Washington, you can't drink at strip clubs.
Right.
You can't get anywhere near the strippers either. Like it's like 4 feet some four kind feet. Of.
Okay, so we've been to the A-Crop. Like Freckles and I went there with our housemates for a weekend because Sprinkles has.
We did not spend
never...
a weekend at the Acropolis. Let's no, we just didn't. Be clear about
but
that.
We went
we were only there for a couple hours.
We did go down to Portland and we visited Sesso, the other club down there, which is fun.
Yes.
And we went to Acrop because she had never been to a strip club. So we're like, what? Come on, let's go. Yeah.
So let's go here. Your first experience will be. And she was like, that's not so bad. Like,
yeah, it was
excellent.
That was a really bad strip club experience. The most entertaining thing that night when the four of us went was the waitress. And she was
the mom.
Yeah, she was mother hen.
The house mother,
house mom, and just bitched about the dancers.
They're not classy like they used to be back 30 years ago.
They used to have costumes. You know, the only thing that would have made it better is if she had like a pall mall dangling out of her mouth, right? But she was like,
can you still, you can't smoke
inside.
No,
you can't smoke
inside. No, that was the crazy thing. It was like Portland. Full beaver and you've got drinks and really good steaks.
Yeah.
Okay, not really good, but they were tasty steaks. And for $7,
you
can't really
you're
go
not going
to
beat a steak at $7. I mean, you could.
Yeah.
I mean,
and seriously, the salad bar's good.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
It's a fucking
it's
weirdest
hilarious.
Fucking thing.
Salad you know, bar.
What'd you do at the strip club? I had a nice salad bar. The pussy was hot, but also the salad bar was really good.
The salad bar's cold and the pussy is hot.
It had a nice sneeze guard on it, which we were all very happy about.
The sneeze guard goes all the way down to your elbows. Yeah. So
you can't actually, you actually like reach under the sneeze guard to get to things.
They got that shit
locked
down.
They got serious sneeze guard business going on.
That's awesome.
But they do switch it out. Everything's super fresh. Yes. Like, yeah.
So I hear Portland has more strip clubs per capita than any other area in the United States.
I would probably agree with that, but I'd have to do the research on the statistics. I'm not
I've heard
sure
from
that's
more
accurate.
Than one source. Yeah. Like,
so
I've heard that too.
Hey, I read it online.
So it must be true.
Boom, boom.
So the other thing is the Monday night show, there were four strippers there that were awesome. Like one of them.
Nice, because the Saturday afternoon show we saw was not awesome.
That was Saturday afternoon cocktail hour, and it was bullshit. Like, they spent more time really fucking sipping on their Starbucks and cleaning the pole than they were working it. And I'm like,
was there anybody in the crowd?
Yes, we were there.
There was us. There
were probably 20 people. There was a bunch of construction workers. Saturday afternoon. There was no reason for those bitches to be calling it in. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I still gave him dollars, but whatever.
I have actually had it confirmed by a stripper that because I described the act, and she was like, "Oh yeah, that's the crowd isn't fucking tipping," and
which
and
was bullshit because that stripper did. Okay, so I thought it was a call out to fishermen because what they would do, they look like a dead fish flopping on the goddamn counter. So they get up on the counter and then they like wiggle their butt and then like slap their ass on the counter and make the whole thing vibrate, right?
Yeah.
And it looks like they're a flopping fish because they'll do it back and forth and whatever. I understand what she was saying. I do. Yes. I don't disagree because professional, whatever. Okay. But seriously, we were at the bar, we were tipping money and she was still doing that shit. We weren't on our cell phones. They don't allow cell phones at the A-Crop.
Right.
So next time we go to Portland, we go to the A-Crop.
Yeah, we got
to
go to the next tier.
You got to go to the A-Crop, man.
You got
to
start there.
You got to go to the A-Crop.
I guess I have to go.
Yeah, you got
to
start there.
They have a vegan strip club.
Yes.
Where the only meat is on the pole.
Only in Portland.
Right?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, they've got some good ones. So, no, so you'll have to go with us to... our son has decided that when he turns 21, he wants my play partner Panda to take him down for a strip club tour down in Portland.
Huh.
Not his old dad.
You don't teach pole dancing lessons.
That's true. I don't.
So Panda knows all the.
So it's a research tip.
He does, and it was really fun to go because I got to ask like performer questions. And so, like, what is that move? So, and what is that? And what do you think of her? And blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
For more of like a technical dancing standpoint, and there was one girl. Oh, so we had different names for them. So there was Nebraska, and she was like, you know, a little bit thicker. She had that Midwestern fresh farm girl look, and then there was the naughty librarian who had her
I like those.
Victoria's Secrets lacy brawn panties and wore glasses and blonde straight hair.
With thigh with highs the, would be perfect.
She didn't have the thigh highs because she was doing pole work. You're going to slip around with that. Yeah. But she did have some nice pumps that looked like they should go with a business suit. Nebraska had super stripper heels on, and then there was the Polynesian princess who was... She was a hell of a performer. Like, as a theater director, I would totally cast her in whatever. Like, she had some stage presence, and it took him a while to notice that she was actually just wearing ballet flats. That's what she was dancing in. That's fucking ballsy.
See, I don't like those big, thick stripper heels. The platforms are like seven inches tall. They're 4 inches off the ground before their toe. Their toe is 4 inches off. Mm-hmm. I don't like those.
Well, yeah, but see,
I like a nice high heel, but not with a big old
that fat. Particular heel, though, Captain Jack, is a 2-inch heel.
Right.
Yeah, it looks huge, fucking giant,
but
it's still the super, look of the shoe is.
I mean, some of them are big like too, but yeah, there's they're super. A lot of them are they're worn. They're you get the height out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You get the effect of a high heeled shoe, and then you have the comfort of a pump.
Well,
at least that's a personal preference. I've seen some that are nice because I've seen some that are, you know, just like 2 inches and then you've got the 4 or 5 inch heel, which is pretty cool.
I like that toe flat to the ground and the heel up in the sky.
Yeah.
Of course, those aren't comfortable, I'm assuming. So.
Yeah. Not really. Having performed in 4-inch heels, I will hand it to the ladies all fucking day long.
Yeah.
Because, damn, that's a hard ass thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Rocky Horror. That's why. Yeah. Just for the listening audience, so they have some reference.
So that was the extent of your shenanigans for the weekend.
The ones you can share.
Yeah. So the best part of the shower sex at the truck stop, and it was really nice. Like I was surprised. It was like a really super swank hotel bathroom. Oh, this is not just, you know, like plastic walls with, you know, a swinging saloon door in front. There was a key lock code. The best part was shower number. So they give you your shower number after you pay for it. And then they announce it over the loudspeaker. Shower number 69.
No. Seriously.
You're making that shit up. We were walking around the truck stop, and yes, I will show you.
There's that many showers there?
No, it's like you count it up, like burger service at a fast food restaurant. So they just count it up to 100. Oh, number
69.
We got number 69. Okay. So it was really funny because, like he said,
by the way, you just flashed your beaver at me. Nice. It was nice. Yeah, you aren't wearing any panties.
Nope. So he said, "Well, how much do you think the shower is?" I'm like, "I don't know. I'll go find out." He goes, "Do you think they're clean?" I don't know. Let me go find out. So. I go up to the counter. I said, so the showers, like we left San Francisco at like 4 a.m.
and
I'm feeling pretty scrungy because we wanted to clean up before we went to the strip club.
Right. Like you do.
Right. And so I go up to the counter and I said, so like, how much are the showers?
That's $12.
It's $12. It was a lady.
I know.
It's a lady. So.
It can still sound like this.
That's okay.
So I said, $12. Yeah. And I said, is it worth it? And she goes.
How long you been on the road?
If you need a shower, it's worth it. I said, are they clean? And she goes, yes, they're very clean. And I said, like, you'd let your mom take a shower in there? And she said, yeah, I would. They're clean. They clean them
out. My mother's dead, but I could wash a corpse in there.
Oh, my God. Shut up. So, fuck you. So, I said, so what comes with it? Like, is there a limit on the time that you can spend in the shower? And she goes, well, no, but like when the hot water runs out, you know. And I said, well, okay. So there is a timer, but it's not like it shuts off after 5 minutes or something. She goes, no. And I said, okay. And I said, do I need to go get towels? And she goes, no, we provide towels and a washcloth and everything. And there's soap in there and it's a nice mirror and there's a private toilet stall. And there really was. It was like a hotel shower room. Nice. And it smelled really clean and like really nice tile. It had been redone in the last couple of years, so it wasn't, you know, anything nasty. And it was this private code, and then you go in and lock the door so nobody interrupts you.
So was the towel one of those little 2x2 compressed things that when you open the package it goes?
No, it wasn't. But it was brown, which I found amusing. That was the natural color of the
towel.
I'm
sorry. I looked for the whitest towels we had.
Oh shit. So then I also asked her, I said, so is it okay to like share a shower with someone or do I need to buy two? She goes, I said, well, I've got a friend of mine with me and we were going to share a shower. And she goes, I don't know. Let me ask.
It's not my husband. Oh, you go right on in.
I've asked you if you want to take a shower at a truck stop before. You said no.
We had kids with us.
I said, leave them in the car. Whatever.
What were they like? 2 and 4?
No.
For the listening audience, I have frowned.
So I said, and I totally did like this little switcheroo on her. And she goes, well, I don't know. Let me ask. I said, oh, no, it's okay. I'll just buy one. And she's like, oh, okay. So I bought a shower and I got the receipt and she goes, all right, there's your number. And I picked it up. I'm like, are you 69? So I go over and I said, he goes, so what's going on? How much is a shower? I said, I got us a shower. And he goes, yeah. And I said, here's our number. And he looks at me and I said, I'm laughing because I'm like 12 years old. So we have our little naughty fun time. He bends me over the sink and fucks me from behind. And we're trying to be quiet, right? Because there's people.
Why?
Because there's people right outside the door. I didn't want to get. I've been kicked out of a Mexican restaurant. I didn't want to get kicked out of a truck stop too.
Like, oh no, not just a truck stop. A truck stop shower, where they have brown towels. How now, brown towel? Oh.
So we finish up, and like I was really super quiet, and that's hard for me to do because I'm not quiet. And he slaps my ass as hard as he can. It's still wet. And I'm just like, oh my God. I can't whisper anything. And I just like lean over and he like rears up to smack it again. I'm like, don't you even.
Yeah. So everybody outside the shower who were just milling around, they like background, like atmosphere
dropped.
Extra.
I don't know, but they all got really quiet after that. So, yeah, that was...
Yes, none of them knew what was going on. So the room that you were in, did it have walls that went all the way up to the ceiling?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a private enclosed room.
Right.
Yeah.
So nobody's climbing up over the wall to take a look, see what's happening.
No, this isn't like the Spirit of 76 it was
just,
shower.
It was just the micro cameras in the ceiling.
Park ceiling or was it a drop ceiling tile where sound could travel through?
Oh, God. Oh, no, you ruined could hear it. Everything. Like, you could hear the dude coughing in the shower next door. So
oh,
it
really?
Was, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's probably a ceiling tile type of ceiling.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention to the ceiling.
To be fair, they were spraying him with influenza. He got the green towel.
Wow, that sounds like a fantastic trip.
I said I need to have some adventures for the podcast. Oh, while we were in San Francisco, I got to go to Good Vibrations. It is the sex store that opened in 1977, and it was the first like sort of femme-centric, let's make women feel comfortable about buying sex toys. Hmm. I was super excited about that because they also have a vibrator museum, which...
Oh,
you know,
cool.
Oh, yeah. Yes! Yes! So they had vibrators.
Yes! 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 Oh!
So they had vibrators that went back all the way to the 1890s.
Did you get like more pictures than just the one?
I did. I'll send them to you so you can put them on the website.
Awesome.
Yeah, and they had a whole vibrator kit that was in a suitcase. And what I like to do in museums is like, so, and it wasn't like that big of a huge museum, whatever. It was like a room, but it was still cool. And they had it really well displayed and they had some nice little timelines and stuff like that. But what I like to do in museums like that is like, I'll go through and like look at the advertising and they had ads up and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, like they talked about vibrators for health and beauty and different ways that you could use vibrators for hysteria and all this other crap. The Victorian era really led to a lot of sexual repression outwardly, which was interesting because those were some kinky motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
So it led to some sexual repression of basically the middle class women. So, you know, the maid service was totally boinking it and getting it on. And then the upper class was fucking their lovers and all kinds of stuff. So it was just like the middle class women weren't having any kind of sexual release at all because it was considered inappropriate. So they actually had a term for it called hysteria, where you would get irritable, mm-hmm. cranky, a little bit stir crazy.
Oh, there's a sounds list of like 20, list. 20
who hasn't had sex in 5 hours.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
But there's a list of like 20 things. Then the diagnosis was for all of them. Like it was hysteria. Leaves your children alone for more than 10 minutes. Has to be, there was one that's like, has to be, remanded to the custody of a sanitarium.
Yeah. You could get committed.
Of, yeah. You could get committed for
lack of orgasms.
For lack of orgasms, basically.
So they had these machines, and they started out as like foot pedal operated vibrators, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you would go in to see your doctor to have an orgasm.
They're basically modified dental instruments.
Yep. Huh. Yeah. It was interesting.
Yep.
So then they started making them for home use, and they were plug in. And all of a sudden, like,
did they have one like the 1915 that looks like a pneumatic drill?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of the giant.
Oh, yeah.
It, big yeah. silver.
Yes.
Wow. They're amazing. Yes, the wireless. They're fucking amazing.
The wireless. And yeah. it looked like, you know, you crank, hand crank of like a drill.
Like a, yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. And you would just, and they had these different attachments. They had pumice stones that apparently you could use on your clit.
Ooh.
Right. And different kind of attachments. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, yeah, that's sure. no different for them like sandpaper play now. So some people do that.
True.
So it's all sensation. Just yeah. depends on what you want. Don't do it too much or you're going to wind up with a doctor. So, yeah, it was really interesting. Because so I walked through and I'm like, what the fuck changed? What happened? What happened? What happened? Because in the 1930s, they stopped advertising it as any kind of marital
yep.
aid or anything like that. Well, marital aid came along later.
Yeah.
But any kind of
that's how they could do it again.
Relief.
Yeah.
For health and beauty, it suddenly became a personal massager.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, what was going on with that? And I was like trying to figure it out about what was going on with the history. And I'm like, okay, that was right after the 20s, which was, you know, the sin era, and right after mm-hmm. the Depression, and yep. right before World War II. So all of those things came together for, again, another period of sexual repression, because there was very much, you know, almost like a free love type thing that was going on in the 1920s, where it was not necessarily a bad thing for, you know, if you got pregnant, well, you were fucked. But other than that, you know, you could be a little bit more free with your kisses, so mm-hmm. to speak. So yeah. that was interesting. And I was right. I won the QB doll, because we went through and read all the placards and everything. And I was like, oh, yeah, it was because of, you know, the backlash of you were sinful in the 20s and you deserved so the depression. Vibrators mm-hmm. suffered.
Went down.
They did. The and the
because you couldn't get them anymore.
Well, no, mm-hmm. you could. You still could, but well, they were rebranded.
But, yeah.
And there was a couple-year period, probably about 4 or 5 years, where they weren't really manufacturing new yeah. ones. So it was just, it was kind of this swept under the rug, don't talk about it type of thing. But Sears mm-hmm. and Roebuck always sold them through their catalogs. So it's true.
Personal massagers.
Personal massagers. Mm-hmm. You can buy a house, a ring, and a garden hose. So it was kind of like the modern-day Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know. Walmart is now. Anyway, mm-hmm. you can get a bunch mm-hmm. of crap at one place, one-stop shop. Yeah, so that was a fun time, and had some good food and enjoyed the time. So how did nice. You do while I was gone?
Oh, I did very well.
Yeah, yes. Did you have some fun?
I did. I had mm-hmm. a lot of fun. I learned some rope play.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Fun. Little timey up, timey down.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yes. What did you learn? Did you learn about pressure points
learned and how to some, do it safely? Some harnesses what was going on? And some knot work. Mm-hmm. And had some
performed on you, or you performed on somebody else?
Both.
Oh, excellent.
Yes. It was super fucking hot.
You're quite the switch.
It seems so. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And it was, yeah, it was very hot, and it was a very, very exciting thing to learn. First, I got tied up first,
mm-hmm.
and that was the first time I'd been tied up. I was like, yes, please. This is fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. And then...
it was the first time you were tied up with rope, because I've tied you up before.
Yes, tied up. Yeah, like harnessed.
Yep.
Like a tied a... Yeah.
Cool.
Full torso, arms bound.
Mm-hmm.
She actually ran out of rope.
Well, you're not a petite flower.
I am not a petite flower, and I even said that rope might not be as long as you think it is. Like, it'll be fine. I'm like, okay, cool. So yeah, got to the point where it's time to bind my wrists, and she's like, hold this, don't move. I'm like, yes, ma'am. I know what happens if I move when I'm told not to move. Fuck. So yeah. So then the next day, I learned how to do the same harness that she had done on me, and tied that. And then she guided me through it.
Uh-huh.
And then I untied it all, and I said, okay, so what I want to do before I learn a second harness, or second, because she said, no, so we're, now we're going to do this one over here. And I was like, that's cool, but I want to tie this without anything other than, you know, if I ask for help, then tell me what I need to do next.
Sure.
So that I learn it. And then we got distracted. So,
squirrel brain,
yeah. Orgasm brain, really. Actually, it's just, yeah. So,
well done.
Thank you.
Hey, at least somebody had some fun this weekend.
Well, yeah, nice. And it's my first night.
I spent still live vicariously. I will remind you, Captain Jack, that I spent 2 weeks in Vietnam, not having any. Sex at all. So,
dude, you got treated right when you got back. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, no, I'm not complaining about that. Since I've been back, it's been
all I'm gonna
hot
say.
Stuff after hot stuff. Mm-hmm. God damn. I got to say god damn. But yeah, 2 weeks. So shut it. All right. So you know what? If you guys have stories that you'd like to share with us, you can share them.
Or questions.
Question. Well, I was getting to that too.
Yeah.
Stories, questions.
Oh, I said on my Twitter today. I'm going to start posting all kinds of naughty things.
Yes,
I saw that.
Follow me at Miss Jenga.
Yes. Okay. So
the Twitters.
Hang on. All right. Okay. Let's do that again. All right. You get questions, comments, things you like, things you don't like. Share them with us. TheOFacePodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @TheOFacePodcast. Follow Miss Jenga @MissJenga. Is there an underscore in there or anything like that?
Nope.
Awesome.
Nice.
Nice. Well done. You can find all of our episodes and pictures and things at TheOFacePodcast.com. And rate us on iTunes. Give us stars. We'll give you kisses.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome sauce.
I think we all have Facebooks, too.
I don't have Miss Jenga set up. I will.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
I got a Captain Jack Facebook.
I have a Freckles O-Face.
Jack O'Face.
One big family. Yes. Yeah. All right. So I think that's pretty much it for this particular episode. Is it?
That's fun.
You got anything else? Anyone? Anyone? No?
I'm done with you guys.
All right. Perfect. Let's shut this shit down then.
Well, that looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Yeah, we already actually did do a sound check, but I'm now we're doing waiting. Another sound check.
What?
What do you
two sound checks? Why do we?
Are we going to do an hour worth of sound check?
Yeah, we're doing an hour's worth of. Yes, Captain Jack, we are doing fucking hours worth of sound checks.
Great. That's
every great. Episode, every single episode podcast. So far,
what kind of sound are you
has been
make
a goddamn for sound check.
Out of my backside.
All right. Is that done? What?
I think it.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I can't even. All right.